This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin, and joining me in the studio are Anthony Gucciardi of Natural Society and Dr. Group. And we're taking your phone calls. Let's go back to one of the phone calls right now. Let's go to Jerry in Florida. Jerry, you had a question about detoxing.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Very good.
And listen, after the South Carolina shooting, Suboxone had really come to the forefront for opiate addictions. I live in Florida and at one point had gotten addicted to painkillers. And with all of the different forms of detoxification that it came about, whether it be methadone or cold turkey or any of that, what they had prescribed me was Suboxone, which I had done the research and found out that it was just buprenorphine with something else that's not really that great, Narcan and Naloxone. And that was, you know, pretty much it was invented for, you know, epidurals. And it was a lot of work went into it, and it was pretty safe. And then the patent ran out, so they added this other junk to it, which is designed to induce an acute detox effect if you used opiates. But is there a natural way to, you know, deal with the opiate addiction? I mean, I'm past mine now, but I still have friends that are dealing with it, and it's a gigantic problem in Florida, where you guys know that one city in Florida sold more oxycodone than, you know, the whole state of California in a year.
Wow.
There is a way. There are natural ways to deal with opiate detoxification and any type of prescription drug, you know, addiction. It's amazing how many people are addicted to pain medications or opiates. Believe it or not, gluten actually has an opiate effect. And even when you stop eating bread, you can go through withdrawal syndromes. It all boils back to the root cause again. And I associate the addiction. Everybody's different, obviously, but by cleaning up your body again, detoxifying the liver has, it's been shown that the intestinal lining with the probiotics in there, and when the probiotics are in balance, you secrete the proper neurotransmitters, almost that keeps you happy. So what happens is when the gut microflora dies off because of the poor diet and the GMOs and all the acid foods, then the liver also becomes toxic and the liver becomes fatty. When the liver is congested and fatty and the intestines aren't functioning properly, that's when you start getting a lot more depression, anxiety, and usually you can associate some sort of mental illness or mental health problem with addiction. So what I recommend doing, and this is what I recommend anybody with any type of opiate addiction is realize that you're only usually addicted because you have chemicals that are causing malfunctions in the way your neurotransmitters are in your brain. They're either blocking neurotransmitters, mercury, for example, you mix that with aluminum and it causes malfunctions. You have gluten in the food. You have artificial sweeteners, which have been proven to work as excitotoxins, artificial sweeteners, food dyes. There's a combination. Nobody knows what happens when you combine all these man-made chemicals, but we do know that they have a profound effect on the brain, on your emotions. So you can't just cold turkey those opiates, obviously, because that can throw you into a pretty hard detoxification and something you probably don't want to go through. So what we do is called time-contingent detoxification. You start cleansing up your body. You start cleansing your environment. You repair the gut. You know, taking the oxy powder to clean it out and then taking a good probiotic to repair the gut and then the liver, cleansing your liver, eating healthy, and then slowly reducing your amount of medications over a period of time. And usually that is a good method that works in the majority of the time.
All right, we've got to go to break. Again, I'm talking to Dr. Group. He's taking your calls on the phone. We're going to go back to, when we come back after break, to Janine, Matt in D.C., Denise. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group.
body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wondered so aimless, life filled with sin.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm joined in studio with Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group. And we're taking your calls. During the break, we were talking about what real food is, and Anthony had some good comments on that. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, you know, so one of the callers earlier called in, and she was wondering about some healthy lunch for her kids. And this really applies to everyone, though. So she was saying, you know, at the cafeteria, they presumably give them some pretty bad food. And the whole idea of healthy food has really changed, and I think it's important for everyone to understand that. And I call it the new health paradigm. And what that means is that an apple 50 years ago, or even 100 years ago, is no longer the apple of today.
Yeah.
Right? Because previously, you just pick an apple off a tree, put it in the basket, and give it to somebody, or eat it right away. That's the apple. The apple now is the modern industrial apple. That apple is sprayed with, let's say, Roundup herbicide. Mm-hmm. It is sprayed with some type of fungicide. It is sprayed with a whole host of other different chemicals. And then there's a glaze put on it, so that it retains its shine and it retains its beauty when it goes into the grocery store. And then beyond that, there could even be put some preservatives on the apple so that the grocery store has an increased profit ratio when they don't have to throw it out as quickly. So the modern day apple is much different, just as the modern day meat is much different with the hormones and the cloning technologies that's been used and been found in the food supply. So the idea of healthy has completely changed, and that is why every single thing that we look at in terms of scientific studies, I believe, will be considered to be mostly invalidated when it comes to health supplements and food over the next few decades. Specifically, that means when people do a research piece such as, oh, is vitamin E good or bad? And they don't distinguish between synthetic vitamin E, which causes birth defects, or organic food-based vitamin E, which actually helps and kills cancer cells, which is a new study that just came out 3 days ago. So we know there's a difference, and we know that, but the scientists who are quote-unquote mainstream scientists refuse to acknowledge this new health paradigm. They are in the old health paradigm where everything is exactly the same. So if they did a study, are pears good for you? They don't distinguish, is the guy buying his pear organic from Whole Foods, or is he buying it at Kmart in the discount aisle for 5 cents that has been loaded with pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides? Because I could easily do a study where I get the most garbage produce in the whole entire world and show that it causes cancer, just as you could if you wanted to do some bad things to the nutraceutical industry, as they have, take the synthetic forms of supplements and say, is vitamin E bad? It looks like it is. It looks like multivitamins are killing people. Yeah, that's because you're taking Centrum and Flintstones vitamins, which have aspartame in them, high fructose corn syrup, all synthetic vitamins, all junk, and then they're saying vitamins are bad for you. So it's a total facade, and the insiders know this. But it's important for everyone to understand this, and only when we do can we move forward. And Dr. Group, I wanted to obviously take another call, but first, a little bit of a solution thrown in here. This article is really interesting to me. This is the headline. This is a really clickbaity headline. Living near trees has health benefits worth 17,900 euros, find study, right? And the one I read said that it actually has a statistical increase in your income if you live near trees. But this one says that you could basically make an extra $20,000 a year in benefits in terms of your health, not having to spend time on your health and have better mental health and all that kind of stuff if you live near trees and have nature in your home. So simply putting a plant in your workspace can drastically change your life. I mean, these are simple things that we can do when we understand the primal aspects of our body and our biology and how to center ourselves. And personally, I always talk about if we experience nature on a daily basis, we can humble ourselves and not be so caught up in the stress and the daily, you know, craziness of our life.
So maybe money does grow on trees. Certainly it has a qualitative effect on your life, even if you can't quantify it down to a dollar and cents thing. I mean, you can actually feel it. That's a great point you're making, Anthony, about an apple is not necessarily an apple. It's not the apple that we had decades ago or a century ago, because they've been focused on marketing, on how it's presented, on shelf life. They've been selectively breeding for a long time, even before they started doing direct genetic modification to make sure that it doesn't turn brown when you cut it. I mean, so it's a completely different, different thing.
I'll tell you a strange story, but it works. Is somebody told me a long time ago before I had kids that what they were doing for discipline for their kids, would they would walk them out and have them hug a tree whenever they got upset about something or they got angry about anything, or have them, you know, they also had a little meditation chair. And I tell you what, I tried it, and it actually works. You know, when my kids get upset about something or get angry, I have two boys, and they're at the age where they're bickering back and forth. And I'll just say, you need to release your emotions. You have some emotions inside. You need to get out. Come walk with me, and we'll walk over there, and we have a tree. And they'll hug the tree, and within, I mean, I could literally count to 30 seconds, and they're completely calm. I mean, that's not new. Look at nature healing people for thousands and thousands of years. I mean, everybody feels good when they're in nature. Mm-hmm. That's another reason why I recommend everybody put plants in their house, you know, two or three plants in every room of their house, because what do plants do? They increase the oxygen content. Mm-hmm. They suck up the CO2 in the air. They also take all a lot of the chemicals out of the air. So plants will actually clean your air for you in your home. So
Very important. Let's go to some of the callers. We have a question about diet from Matt in D.C. Matt, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First, actually, I wanted to comment on the previous caller about the opiate withdrawal. Massage therapy actually can do a lot for people going through withdrawal. But my main question goes to I was curious about Dr. Group's diet, what he eats and how he feels about the vegan diet for psychological and health benefits.
Well, thanks, Matt. diet is one of the things that I think everybody individually needs to look at depending on. That's why I don't think there's one diet that's good for everybody. Because if you look back in history, it's really when people used to grow their own food, it was what would grow on my land? What can I grow on my land that I can eat? So really, the perfect diet would be a diet that is indigenous to the area that you live in. I've been experimenting with diets and with my diet for a long time. I used to eat meat. I was having digestive problems. I got off of meat. Those went away, but I'm an O blood type. I cold turkeyed the meat, and then after about a month, I was feeling weak, fatigued. I mean, I could barely get out of bed, so I had to slowly introduce it back into my diet. Then, over a period of time, I slowly got off of meat. Now, I do believe you need protein, and that's a whole nother subject right there. But believe it or not, what we're dealing with today, which is one of the main problems with diet, I'm pretty much 80% raw food. I eat pretty much 80% raw food, usually around 90% raw and 10% cooked, and mostly I haven't eaten meat in years. But what I'm learning is the body, there's carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. You need the proteins and the fats, but you really don't even need the carbohydrates that much. That's why Atkins' program was so effective with the low carbohydrate. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I like a vegetable-based diet, fruit-based diet, and a nut and seed-based diet is what seems to work the best for most people. But I also think each individual person should customize their diet and pay attention to their body, because I also think that everybody has certain genetic codes that, you know, certain foods may cause them allergies. A lot of people, you know, react to potatoes. Some people are going to react to corn. I mean, different things. So everybody's diet should be kind of customized. Really, each individual should pay attention to how food makes them feel and see what foods are going to work the best in their body.
That's great. Let's go to Juan in New Jersey. Kind of a related question, I guess. Inflammatory bowel disease. Go ahead, Juan.
Yes, how you doing? Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, my question for Dr. Group is I'm currently taking a Prezo, and from the time when I have a flare-up, I wind up, doctor prescribes me a prednisone, which is horrible. And I just want to know, what is your take on substituting that for organic slippery elm bark powder?
Okay, well, we did a lot of research. That's actually one of our specialties is bowel disease and the different causes of bowel disease, because that's really the root cause of all disease, right? I mean, all disease-causing toxins enter through the bowel to begin with. So we looked at, first thing you need to look at is what is causing the problem. Why do you have inflammatory bowel disease? Because you don't really want to say, okay, what can I do to replace this? I mean, and even in naturopathic schools and all the herbal medicine schools, they still teach how to treat the symptoms and not how to treat the root cause. What I like to teach people, because the true definition of a doctor, right, is a teacher, not a prescriber, whether it's natural or not. There are certain things we talk about here that I think everybody needs and everybody should do on a regular basis that we're just not getting in the food supply.
I was wondering if he's on gluten. Are you eating gluten, Juan?
Any type of wheat products?
So there's your issue right there. I mean, personally,
that's the root cause. What I'm talking about.
So
exactly.
I wouldn't even get into the world of supplements until you address the intake first and foremost, right? Because I mean, if you have, for example, we know that McDonald's can kill the good bacteria in your gut for up to 2 to 3 weeks or permanently. Okay, so if you're eating McDonald's for a week, let's say, it can devastate the gut bacteria in a way that you may never replenish naturally in your life without taking a probiotic. So if you're eating, as you say, everything under the sun, which is fine, but it's time to change that because you have inflammatory bowel disease. And I've suffered with stuff like gastritis and IBS in the past. And for me, the number one thing is gluten, because what happens is you've destroyed your gut so much, basically, that it's now ripping at it at a micro level and entering all the toxic stuff that you eat through the gut lining. So you need, I mean, not to interrupt with you because you're getting onto it, but I could just tell. But a lot of people, they say like, well, I want to take, you know, slippery elm or whatever. I want to take this and this. But you first have to address what's going in. Does that make sense, Juan?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
let me just add one more thing to that. What you have, slippery elm, cascara sagrada, senna, marshmallow root, all of those mucus-forming herbs can be used temporarily in the gut, but over a long period of time, they don't address the root cause of the problem. Oxy powder, by the way, has gone through phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials, specifically for irritable bowel, IBS, and I suggest that you clean it out with Oxy.
We're going to be right back. Hang on, we got to go to a break. We're going to be right back with more of your calls for Dr. Group.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm joined in this segment by Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group. We're going to be taking in this last segment that we have with them more of your calls and questions, health questions. Of course, This hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Anthony, we were talking about X2, Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine. That is back in stock. We also have back in stock Super Male.
Yes, we do. And again, X2, we're going to sell out this week. So if you want some, get some now. And, you know, unfortunately, it looks like Super Male is going to be along those lines, too, at current rates. And the reason I wanted to bring that one up specifically for this for the segment is because I was talking to Dr. Group in the break. And I'm familiar with how it works, and I know about the different herbs and everything like that. But I'm just continually impressed over and over again when I take it. And I'll admit I'm a little afraid to take it sometimes. I try to take it every day. I put it in my protein shake. Sometimes I want to take more. But I'm a little afraid because I'm already a driven person, and I'll already stay up till 3 a.m. working. I will do it. I mean, yeah. I've done it routinely over and over again. Sometimes I stay up till like 6 a.m. I actually like working overnight sometimes. Anyway, I'm afraid to take Super Male Vitality sometimes because I don't want to stay up till 4 a.m. Not that it even gives me – it's not just the energy. It's not like it's going to keep me up all night. It makes me driven. It makes me want to do crazy, like amazing things. Like it makes me think – well, gee, I just gave this much to a charity. I want to give 50 times that next month. And it just sets these goals in my brain that are just so crazy. And I know many people are super happy with that, and I'm happy with it too. But what is it that literally just drives me when I take that?
Do you remember when you were 16 and you wanted to stay up all night and you could stay
I
up all
do.
Night?
I still do, actually.
And, you know, you would feel great the next morning. That's because all your hormones were in sync. You had high testosterone. You had high DHEA. You had growth hormone kicking through your body. And all the functions in the body have to deal with hormones. And that's any male, for that matter. And women are having hormone problems, too. We've talked about it a lot. All the endocrine-disrupting chemicals right now that are everywhere in the world, in the water, in the food supply, the phthalates, which are endocrine-disrupting chemicals. I mean, we all have hormone problems and hormone depletions and hormone imbalance. That's why the medical community is trying to make so much money right now on hormone replacement therapy, because they see it's happening. Well, it's the old, let's cause the problem so we can make money trying to fix the problem. But they're not fixing it. All they're doing is injecting more hormones into people. So Super Male Vitality, you said about an apple, right? That you might have one apple, two apples next to each other. One apple is organic, super nutritious. The other apple, you can't see the thousands of chemicals and toxins and fungicides and everything on it. Well, if you look at both of them, you're not really going to know, right, until you analyze them. It's the same thing with herbs. It's called choosing your herbs with the highest therapeutic value. So if you look at maca root, for example, which is one of the main ingredients in Super Male Vitality, there's 1,000 different suppliers for maca root. If you take all of those suppliers and run analysis on all of the maca root, because you're looking for the active therapeutic compounds, the ones that are actually going to work the best and have the strongest amount of the phytochemicals in them. I can tell you that evaluating herbs for years and years and years, there's very, very, very few companies. A lot of the herbs come from China, India. They sit in warehouses at 120, 130 degrees. They're already powdered, which means they lose the therapeutic and phyto essential oils, get oxidized off of them. What we try to do is go directly to the farm, find out the highest quality, the highest potency levels, get those herbs cut and sifted, which means the plant is pretty much in its whole state. Then we grind it and put it immediately into the high-technology proprietary process with vegetable glycerin that we use to preserve and encapsulate the high-quality compounds in those. And we do that with multiple herbs that are in Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, all the products that InfoWars Life sells. So that's the difference between what we have here and all the other people out there. And that's what makes Super Male Vitality so successful, because any male over the age of 28, and I'm not just making this up, you can look at any scientific research behind this, our hormones start declining at age 28. Our DHEA, our testosterone, our growth hormone just keep going down, 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 down with age. That's why we start developing more body fat at the age of 28, and the liver becomes congested again. And that's why I believe every male should be supplementing with some sort of hormone. It's not actually a hormone, by the way. It just helps your body balance and secrete those hormones naturally.
Let's go to, we don't have too much time. Very quickly, let's go to Janine in Minnesota. You had a question about liver cleansing. Janine, go ahead.
Yes, I do. And it is a quick question. It's not only for me. I've had many discussions with other people that are in the same boat. We want to do the liver cleanse, but we have had our gallbladder surgically removed. We want to know if it's safe to do it just as written, or if we need
10 seconds.
Yes, Janine, we only have 10 seconds left, but it's actually even more necessary to do it if you don't have your gallbladder, because the liver has to take over for the gallbladder. So it's a good question. Anybody who has their gallbladder out should be doing more liver cleanses. Thanks.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take some of your calls, and I apologize to the people that have been on hold to talk to Dr. Group with health questions. We're going to purge those phone lines. Sorry, folks, those of you who have held on. I want to give that number out again to people who want to call and talk about some of the other topics that we talked about earlier, about the Iran deal, about the Planned Parenthood video, perhaps about Jade Helm. There's some other news items that I want to cover as well. Let me give you that number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231 if you'd like to talk about those topics. Of course, this was some information that we had about a week or so ago, where the Office of Personnel Management for the Federal Government, OPM, announced that more than 21 million people had been affected by a data breach, and this was a second data breach at that point in time. 21 million Social Security numbers were compromised in this hack. They say the hack is separate from the breach of OPM data that compromised 4.2 million Social Security number So that was a couple of weeks before. So in the last couple of weeks, we've lost first 4.2 million Social Security numbers, then 21 million Social Security numbers. Now, a week later, what have we lost? Over a million fingerprints. OPM announced last week that the personal data for 21.5 million people, of course, have been stolen, but now it's 1.1 million fingerprints. Can you trust the government? Can you trust them to keep any of this information private? As we get all this stuff, all the biometrics on us, of course, we're very concerned about how the government is data mining things, but also in terms of how they cannot even protect it from criminals or foreign governments who would hack into it. And, of course, many of the people who have had this stolen, of course, they're federal employees, people who had trusted the government to watch their data. No, they're not doing a very good job of that, but they also are joining with hackers. This is something we learned from WikiLeaks. They say this is a article from the New American. They say, what does an Italian software company and Orlando law enforcement have in common? Well, this is the company Hacking Team. They say the Italian company that sells surveillance software to government and law enforcement agencies worldwide is now selling information and software to Orlando police departments. They've been working with some of the worst abusers of human rights, and I guess we'd have to put the United States government in that category as well, since they do look at everybody in the world's information and try to store it. They said they also found, in terms of looking at the investigations, they found emails from Orlando, Florida. Law enforcement, the police department there said that they would like to speak to someone regarding their products to intercept people's emails and spy on them. It's not even news anymore that our government is spying on us in every single way, tapping everything that we do, listening to us on the phone. And of course, what this software does is it monitors email conversations. It can turn your phone or your laptop on and send it back to the surveillance company. Again, that's why I say when we talk about the rhetoric that's been used over the years, where remember Roe v. Wade was, we were told that the Supreme Court had discovered in the Constitution a right to privacy. They seem to have lost our rights to due process. They seem to have lost our rights to our Fourth Amendment protections, to have a search warrant taken out if they want to search somebody's homes. How absurd that they would sell this as a right to privacy when they spy on everything that we do. Briefly, before I go back to your phone calls, another couple of articles that are up. Murder rates, we see, this is good news, drop as concealed carry permits are soaring. And, of course, we've just had yet another state come in and legalize constitutional carry, which means that you don't have to get permission from the government to exercise your God-given, constitutionally recognized right to protect yourself, to keep and to bear arms, not to just keep them locked up in a gun chest back at your house. And then another, before I go to your calls, one last story here, a strange story that went up last night. It's from Kit Daniels. It's on Infowars.com. Gay man sues Bible publishers over homosexuality is a sin versus in the Bible. Now, this is a gay man has filed a $70 million lawsuit against two publishers of Bibles, claiming that their translation of the Bible, calling homosexuality a sin, caused him emotional distress. And, of course, those publishers are Zondervan, one of the largest Christian book publishers, and let's see, I don't see the other one on here, but it's listed in the article if you want to see that. And they point out that the gay activists have written their own Bible. They call it the Queen James Version. Well, you know, if he's concerned about the particular passages that he's quoting, I just have to say, wait until he gets to the part about Sodom and Gomorrah. He's not going to like that at all. And that's not to pour anything, condemnation on homosexuals, okay? You need to understand, and homosexuals need to understand, why this is such a big issue to Christians. Every sin is rebellion against God. That's what we understand. And so we don't want to be involved in participating in the celebration of something that we see as rebellion to God. And to all the Christians out there who are saying, yeah, wait till they get to Sodom and Gomorrah, I just want to say that there aren't any of us that don't have our own pet sins. And no sin, no matter how small you think it is rebellion to God. That's why we all need a Savior. It isn't something that, you know, you got somebody that's going to come to you and tell you that, I don't do this, I don't do that, and I try to be as good as I can, and I think I'm doing pretty good, and God's just going to take the rest of it. It's like, no, you don't understand the true nature of sin. You don't understand that it is any sin is cosmic rebellion to God. And no matter how small or how large that sin is, you still need Christ, and you still need the Bible to tell you about it. But that's where we're headed. This kind of absurd claim where we're going back and forth. And I just wish people would understand that I think we need to get the government out of these areas of our life. And I see Christians on the other side making demands, saying that we have to make sure that the government doesn't take away contracts from different organizations because they do this or they don't do that because of their position on homosexual marriage. It's like, get yourself weaned off of a government that tries to bribe you with your own money. That is what is fundamentally behind this whole thing about homosexual marriage, I believe. Anyway, they've had the ability, people have had, whether they're, if they're homosexual, they had the ability to have their own relationships. Nobody is throwing them in jail like we did 150 years ago in England with the guy that, Oscar Wilde, was jailed because of that. Nobody is having that done, but they're looking to get subsidy, to get official government recognition, and so are the Christians. And I say to both sides, let's forget about official government recognition. Let's make our own relationships. Let's work together on voluntary contracts. We can do that. We can set up our own living wills. When we have a loved one that is in the hospital, we can do that. We can work for employers that appreciate us, that want to have us as employees, that will voluntarily give us the kind of benefits that we want. We don't have to use government to hold a gun to somebody's head and make it happen. And that's true for Christians as well as it is for people who want homosexual marriage. I think that's where we need to go with this. That's something that was mentioned by David Simpson here in Texas. I think that's the right approach to take. Again, before I go to your calls, I just want to talk a little bit more about this Iranian thing. When I look at this, and I look at the $18 billion in sanctions, because that's basically what we have presented on our side, in exchange for that, we're supposedly going to get more access to look to see what they're doing with nuclear weapons. I don't see it as a prelude to World War III, unless someone on the other side wants to start it. Certainly, we are taking sides in the Middle East. We need to understand that the Middle East is not monolithic. The Arabs, the Muslims are divided into different groups. We need to understand that. There's Sunnis in Iraq. Also, ISIS are Sunni, okay? The Iranians are Shia, different kind of Islam. And, of course, the Saudis are Wahhabis. And I have to ask, why are we allying ourselves with the Saudis, the most brutal regime of any of them? And, of course, they're all jockeying for position, all trying to get ally themselves with the United States, with each other for leveraging situations. But we got Saudi Arabia, which beheads more people than ISIS, and that is our closest ally embedded inside of the CIA. Why is that the case? Why are the Saudis our closest allies? Certainly, Iran has done some things that we're concerned about, but we've done things to Iran that people should be concerned about. We shot down a commercial airliner. Did they do anything after that? No. If that had happened the other way around, it would have been instant war. So hopefully this is going to be something that will de-escalate the situation. We know that North Korea has a nuclear bomb. I'm not happy with a lot of countries having the nuclear bomb. I wish we didn't have it here right now. Frankly, I wish we didn't have nuclear power plants. I'm very concerned about how we dispose of nuclear waste, the long-term issues of that. Nevertheless, I don't think it is the end of the world. We have attacked this in other ways, trying to keep them from getting the bomb. Of course, that's what the Stuxnet virus was all about, infecting their computers. The thing that I thought was interesting was a celebration of the Iranian people saying, well, you know, this is great. Now we can get things like iPhones. I mean, they're not that different from us, folks. And perhaps that's going to be the way that the CIA stops them from getting the bomb. Once they get iPhones in the hands of everybody in Iran, I guess it's game over for them, pretty much the way that it is for us as well. Let's go to your call. Let's go to Gail in Ohio. Go ahead, Gail.
Hi.
You said you want to talk about the military. Go ahead.
Yes. I come from a small town in Maine, a very small town. It's called Hudson, Maine. Probably can't even find it on the map. It's about 25 miles north of Bangor, Maine. Today, talking to my aunt on the phone, she said, there's something going on, and I'm not sure what it is, but there is a whole bunch of military next door to her at the fire station, and they're all dressed in khaki colors carrying guns. She got a guy came to her door this morning and said, don't worry, about 2 o'clock, if you hear a bunch of gunfire, it's not real bullets. We're just practicing. She called it a reenactment, but she wasn't really sure what is going on. But, I mean, this is a little tiny town. Almost everybody there doesn't have a landline, so I don't have cell phone numbers of anybody there.
I think it's interesting when you bring this up because we're getting so many reports from so many different places, people seeing massive amounts of military equipment. Is it heightened because people are concerned about Jade Helm, or is it something that we're seeing the military do more of? And, of course, right now people are looking at this and questioning it because it's something that they haven't seen before. That's a big part of what all of these exercises are about. They're about getting us accustomed to see the military on the streets all the time. That is a precursor to them taking a much more active role in law enforcement. Essentially paving the way, if they want to, for enacting martial law at some point down the future, very covertly, because people will have their guard down because they've seen so much movement of military and equipment, and they have become accustomed to it. I, frankly, don't want to live in a banana republic with nuclear weapons, and that's what this country is turning into rapidly when we look at the continuous surveillance. As I pointed out before, that's one of the things that concerns me most about Jade Helm, is the fact that you've got Special Forces, Admiral McRaven, selling himself to the NSA, saying we'll be the boots on the ground, the human intelligence for the NSA and data collection. Thank you so much for that. Let's go to Eric in New York. Eric, you had a comment about military.
Good afternoon, David.
Hi. Go ahead.
As you know, the U.S. military are treated like guinea pigs anyway with the vaccinations, and they believe depleted uranium. Do you believe that this is some sort of a future plan for AI intelligence and autonomous drones and whatnot?
Oh, absolutely. And if you haven't seen it, I would suggest you go back and look. It was a couple of months ago. Rob Dew and I did a long report here in the studio about Jade Helm, about mastering the human domain, about geospatial intelligence, human domain analytics, activity-based intelligence. So we break down all those Pentagon terms for you, all those acronyms. We talk about what our concerns are for where this is going. And you need to understand, as I think you do, based on your question, that it's not going to be that far in the future that when they're going to have autonomous killing machines. They're gradually pulling this back. They still have human operators that are making decisions from a distance. That is troubling, but it's going to be even more troubling when they bring in autonomous killing machines. And this is not something we're making up. This is not science fiction. These are DARPA projects. You can read about it. There are multiple DARPA and Pentagon projects working on autonomous killing machines. We talked to Noel Starkey from the UK. We've got people in a lot of different countries that are coming together trying to make sure that we get some kind of a prohibition against this. I don't know if that's going to work or not. We've had prohibitions against other types of warfare that basically have not been good. This is something that is coming up in the future, though. They're not going to need veterans. And, of course, when people look at the way the veterans have been treated in the hospitals, that's something you need to look at closely and understand the difference between the promise of health insurance, which is what the VA is, and the provision of health care. There's a big gap there. And we need to keep that in mind when we look at Obamacare as well, because, again, that is something we're being required to buy health insurance. Health insurance doesn't mean that you're going to get health care. I know many cases personally of people who had health care all their life, and then the health insurance company found a way to dump them when they found out that they had terminal cancer. I know many cases of that. And, of course, that's essentially, Eric, what we're seeing in the VA, isn't it?
Yes, we are. And I think it's a frightening future that humanity faces. And when you realize that, nothing else really matters with the baseball game. You know, you got to care about your family. I'm not really a religious person, but I think that there is a supreme being, and I think the educated people from poor backgrounds, the upper class, the middle class, have to discuss this because, as you said, Dave, we're heading towards a future where the elite think that biological evolution won't be needed. They're called transhumanism, as you and Alex has pointed out. And that's a scary, that's their end game. And I always keep that in mind when I think of Iran, anti-gay marriage and whatnot. I think overall the final issue is their final solution. I mean, they're just Hitler.
That's where all of this, that's where all this tyranny's final step is a massive eugenics program. That's where it ultimately leads. Thank you, Eric. And you said that you're not a religious person. I am a religious person. I would say the people who are not religious, I would say to them that you need to understand that if people don't recognize your leaders and the elites who are running the world here, if they don't recognize a God, they see themselves as God. That is one of the most dangerous things that we could have, that the technological elite, that our political elite would see themselves as God. That's why in the Declaration of Independence, they appeal to the Creator as the source of our human rights, not given to us by the government. So understand that even if you don't believe in God, understand you don't want men who think they are God. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Dave and I. We're taking your calls in this last segment. We've got several people queued up here. We'll probably go into one more segment of Overdrive. I want to go right back to your calls. Let's go to Brad in Louisiana. You wanted to talk about scientists. Go ahead.
Hi, yes, Dave. I, like yourself, am a religious man. I believe that there's nothing new under the sun. And the proof positive of that in my heart is that these scientists, I hear you and Alex expounding on the facts, not making things up, but expounding on fact. And all these guys are doing is what men's minds and books that have been written in the past, they're just making those books come to become reality. And yeah. In fact, you know, I believe that when faced with an immoral situation, we must obey God rather than man. And so I say that there's nothing new that's going on, which is why astute individuals like yourself, like Alex, like several others, George Norrie, many of your guests, we all see this as just a repetition, and that's what making the predictions of what is to follow so easy, because man is following man and stupidly carrying out that agenda. I don't know. Do you believe that way?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's very dangerous, as I talked about last week. You know, anybody that's seen Jurassic Park, you know, the underlying theme of that, people remember if they've seen the movie, not even read the book. They remember the underlying theme is the character played by Jeff Goldblum, who says, just because you can build it doesn't mean that you should build it. They have completely divorced technology from any kind of ethical understanding. And, of course, you know, they think that they're going to achieve eternal life. They think they're going to achieve power over other people through the technology. But many of the scientists are not even thinking about that aspect. They're just narrowly focusing on the problem. Michael Crichton called it in the book, the original book, Jurassic Park, he called it thin intelligence. He said they see very narrowly. They don't see what's surrounding it. They don't understand the context. They don't see the consequences. We need, as scientists, to start thinking about the consequences of what we're doing. And if they won't do it, the rest of us need to make sure that we stop that. I know Hugo de Garis thinks that's going to result in the Ardalec Wars. We have an intellectual elite who, are, once the populace starts to realize, and of course realize it a bit too late, that's what we want to make sure doesn't happen, that people don't realize it too late to do something about it. But he says once they realize it'll be too late, the intellectual elite will go their own way. There will be a massive war with Gigadeath. Well, let me tell you what. With these technologies, if they're not kept under control, there will be Gigadeath. We've got the government bringing in deadly bacteria that are not indigenous to our area, creating gain-of-function experiments, trying to make them more lethal, trying to make them more easily transmitted. They call them select agents. That's the CDC's term for it. I mean, that's absolute insanity. You want to get concerned about nuclear weapons in Iran? Get concerned about what your government is doing in your own backyard. We've got 200 level 3, level 4 biosafety labs in the United States. Over 100 of them have had leaks, have had problems. That's a greater existential threat to the United States than some third world country on the other side of the world. You need to understand what your own government is doing through DARPA, through these other experiments, and do something about that. Thank you, Brad in L.A. Let's go to Rich in New York. Rich?
Yeah, how you doing, Dave?
Doing good. Listen,
don't you think that the problem with immigration and also the cartels is an easy one to solve? I mean, we're always sticking our nose in somewhere. How about fixing Mexico? Because I talked to plenty of Mexicans, and they don't want to be Americans. They want to be Mexican. They can't be Mexican because they can't work there, so they come here.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. They don't want that to happen. They want to keep the borders open because they want to get everybody in one spot. They want to, it's a Cloward and Piven strategy. They want to overwhelm the United States with a population that they can control, divide and conquer, as well as economically through the welfare system. That's what I believe. Stay with us. We're going to take some more of your calls right after the break.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's
Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.